This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Air on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment brought to you by South Point of Sale. Let me tell you what, Southwest Point of Sale. I can't talk. This is a great company for smaller stores and liquor stores, grocery stores. Easy to use, inexpensive. It's cost about the same as an old-style cash register. Their system uses an iPhone app to add or change your product pricing. Delivery, installation, trains, all provided by the great Southwest Point of Sale specialist. Unlimited technical support is provided. Comes complete with a barcode reader, cash box, printer. Southwest Point of Sale really, really is family owned and operated. Been doing this for over 20 years. If their system fits for you, you will be thrilled. 1-800-540-2149. 1-800-540-2149. And Black Forest Motorsports. Boy, I tell you, BMW, Mini, or Porsche, you want to go a little dealer alternative, Black Forest is where you need to be. Over 40 years experience. 8066 Engineer Road. Just go to blackforestautomotive.com. Send them an email. Make an appointment. They'll take care of your car. And if you decide you want to get a little motorsportsy, they do that as well. Well, Brittany's burning the candle at all seven ends today. Going to work tomorrow is going to be a real thrill.
Wow.
Jumping up and down, doing jumping jacks. And
I didn't make it an easy day either tomorrow.
Well, of course you didn't. You know, if you're going to do it right. So who you got calling in?
Oh, my gosh. First, may I please thank Rick Stafford for helping to set up this interview, because it's a very high-end team that we're going to talk to. No one on the phone.
Famous last words.
Well, then this will give time to... Will you hit up Rick Stafford right now?
Yes, maybe? I should probably do that. What I do with my phone?
This is going to give time for our listeners. Do yourself a favor. Hopefully our two guests call in. If you have the ability to look up something right now, please look up strongracing.com. Strongracing.com. If you cannot look up anything right now, maybe you're driving and you're being responsible, think Thunderboats, the Thunderboat races in Mission Bay. Think Rockets on Water, because we are hoping to hear from the 2021 H1 National Champion. He drove for the U8 Strong Racing Team. Hopefully J. Michael Kelly calls in. And the owner of this beautiful machine, Daryl Strong. We're hoping to hear from both of them.
Yeah, let's hope so, because let's face it, you have not lived until you've been on the water.
The sound, just as a spectator, I've been lucky enough to go to those races twice, and Rick Stafford actually was quite the gentleman running me around the pits and even put me in some of those boats. But when those boats, those big U8, oh my gosh, when they fire up,
you ought to be,
it's exciting.
You ought to be in the boat.
I can't imagine.
Because they don't have shock absorbers. And the track is a little bumpy.
Yeah, a little bit.
Due to waves.
So is it true? I thought they told me, but my recall is slim today because of my lack of sleep. Mm-hmm. I believe I heard that they're like equivalent to helicopter motors on those.
Well, yeah, the jet engines that are in them are coming out of helicopters.
They sound so, you know, we have listeners that love the smell of fuel, or
nitro.
You know, that cha-chank of a dry clutch on a Ducati, or
right.
You know, you got those sight sounds and smell that just trigger a smile and memories.
Yeah.
I would imagine just the sound of one of those big boats turning on.
Oh, well, it does is it winds up.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a good way to put it. Yep. Uh-huh.
And then hang on, folks, because when this thing lets go, it is a e-ticket ride.
I think it's over 200 miles per hour.
Oh, yeah.
As well.
On water.
Yeah, on water.
The track changes every second, if not every millisecond. Then you got to go left. And you've got more than one other boat out there. And the death is if you get in the wake of another boat.
Yeah. Oh, the spray. They have like the big tails of water, too.
Well, yeah. And that does not want to go down the snot, the snorkel.
Uh-uh. No.
Because it'll just take a, I don't know, like $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 motor out in a heartbeat.
Yeah. I don't think I even want to imagine replacing parts.
No. And if you, and folks, if you've never been to these type of races, we do it at Mission Bay. It's the Thunderboat Regatta. And I'll tell you, it is a hoot. In fact, if you look out Mission Bay and you see that looks like a bowling pin.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. You have some association to that.
But it's not
a
bowling pin. I keep calling it a bowling pin, and everybody tells me I'm crazy because it's like a sonar for the airport.
Oh.
But Bill Muncy built that area strictly for these types of boats. But back then, they were using Rolls-Royce engines and Merlins. And the Merlins came out of the old fighter pilots, you know, the P-51s.
Oh.
And I love the Thunderboats, but there's something about a Rolls-Royce or a Merlin. Well, because it's a big 12-cylinder, and when those bad boys wind up, oh, my.
That's so amazing.
Gosh.
So I have a lot of questions. I hope they call in
because I hope they do too.
I'm wondering, like, does the driver, and they call them drivers, I believe.
Yep, it's called the driver.
Do they have the opportunity to practice?
Yes.
And if so, does that mean they have their own crane? I can't imagine they keep
water. No. It's part of the service when you pay to enter these races. Cranes are
true.
Provided.
But I mean like practice, like weekend or something. Do they have the opportunity to practice?
No, then you rent a crane.
Yeah, just the money. And you would love, you, if you have not gone to strongracing.com, I just had a listener tell me, I'm checking it out right now.
Oh, good.
If you haven't gone, you would be really proud of Daryl and his sponsorship package that he has a nice video.
Mm-hmm.
And you would be proud of what he says. He points out how somebody who throws money his way will benefit. Talking about placement on the boat,
mm-hmm,
how they
mm-hmm.
have like an open trailer. You know, the boats are sideways. I'm sure you've seen
it.
And it's almost like a parade and a fanfare when
sure.
they come into test. So all the travel time, and there are many trucks traveling.
Sure.
It's open, so you're going to see that advertisement.
Right.
And he was talking about all the onboard videos, if there's a certain placement on the boat, that it's going to be nonstop on that video. And he showed like 2.2 million people saw this video, this advertisement. And then they have a big compound, and he says we've made it so that upstairs you can bring and like host a nice event
sure.
and show off, you know, our team and the product.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's thought well.
Well, we kind of brag, you know, that NHRA is the best fan sport, you know, as far as racing goes, because you can get right in the pits. Well, you can do the same thing with Thunderboats.
Oh, is anyone allowed? Oh, man,
well,
I thought it was special treatment.
Well, it is special treat. You got to buy a pit pass.
Okay.
But
you can get
close. It allows you to get in there, and it allows you to, you know, and they're just, you know, it's just like they remind me of NHRA. Very, very fan friendly. Do we have anybody on the line yet, Chris? Not yet.
I was double checking my text. I'm like,
Rick. Gosh. Is at a drag strip with his daughter.
Yes, he sent me video yesterday, like
the real deal.
Drag strip.
And she qualified quite well,
mm-hmm,
if not
mm-hmm.
first.
I think it was first.
Yeah, so he's probably not going to be able to respond, but we've got enough little.
We'll still go to strongracing.com.
Yeah, just check him out.
We'll have him on eventually.
Well, Daryl may call in, mm-hmm. hopefully, you know.
And Jay.
Yeah. Well, you know,
you
know how drivers are. Sometimes they get a little busy.
I'm just wondering what state they're in or if we're off an hour. I didn't think we would be.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if that's
they're not
the
racing,
problem.
Are they?
The I don't boats? Think so.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out. All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a quick break and let's keep our fingers crossed right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Rachel Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. Yes, they have inventory, believe it or not, and there's plenty of it, plus a great used car selection as well over in Santee. So just go to ElCajonMotors.com, check out their whole inventory, and if you're looking to upgrade and get out of that old used car, because they're really wheeling and dealing, and used cars are worth a fortune right now, so might be a good time for you to check that out. Just go to ElCajonMotors.com. They're right there at 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon, and you got it. They're open today. All right. Well, we're hoping to get Daryl Strong to call in, owner of Strong Racing, but so far...
It's a race now.
It's a race.
It's a race. Who's going to call in first? Daryl Strong, the owner of the Jet on Water.
Or his driver.
The driver, J. Michael Kelly. Or I just shot a text out to C.J. Marin.
So, now watch, all three will call at the same time.
I know. So since this is often considered the Verona segment, may I speak freely about CJ?
Yes, you may.
He raced Dwarf Cars last year, a Dwarf Car last year.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he sold that, and now he's going to try out the Lightning Sprint.
Mm-hmm.
And I checked in about calling right now, and he said, if I can, I might be climbing into my car.
So that might be, and trust me, going in circles is more important than talking on the phone.
Yeah, it's tough to give up the opportunity to go in circles. I don't know where he's at, but he's excited to try this out. The reason I wanted to bring him up, and I was looking to see for his post, but I can't find it right now.
Is he in Imperial Valley, too, with Dirt Dude?
He just might be. Mm-hmm. I think so, and I think this is his first
race. It's fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think it's his first race in a Lightning Sprint, and he is also a fireman, and I was telling you off air, he wants to do that demolition derby at the Del Mar Fair.
The Burn Institute.
Yes, so he put kind of a shout out on the Verona fan page over the week, and that's why I contacted
looking
him.
Looking for a car.
Yes, steer me in the right direction, or do you want to donate a car? So check out the Verona fan page and or contact CJ Marin if you have a nice hookup regarding getting him a car that can represent you. Are you allowed to put sponsors? Are there sponsors?
Oh, heck
yeah.
That's how they do it. That's how they pay for everything.
Right on. So if you or your company or a cause wants to be represented at the Del Mar Fair, which is going to be a ton of eyes, and a good entertainment.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
You know that because you have called that.
Oh, I've called the race.
What is it called?
It's called the Burn Institute.
It is a race? Is it called
Demo
the
Derby.
Okay. You've called the Demo Derby several times.
Yeah, it's the Demolition Derby. And it's all the proceeds. And by the way, which brings up a little tidbit, all the cars you see out at the Del Mar Fairgrounds that are in this race were all purchased by the fire department.
And I think that's why he's asking.
Yeah. Well, it's the drivers. It's not the station. It's not the city. It's not the county. It's each individual driver has to come up with his own car. Yeah. And that's why it's totally embraced in tons of advertisers all up and down the sides of the car.
That's okay.
But, I have a real – I'm trying. I've been trying for years, and I've yet to figure it out, and I'm not giving up. You know me. I don't give up on anything.
No, you don't. You're like a bulldog.
All the police cars that get taken out of service, they got to go somewhere. Okay, other than you'll see them on the street, there's got to be a big lot of them. And what I want to do is get the city to donate those cars all to the Burn Institute.
Yeah.
That way every fire department can go down and say, okay, I'll take a car. And they just give him the keys to the car and a car. That's my goal, but I have yet... It's tough.
I think it's a great idea.
I've tried. I've just been beaten. I've talked to the chief of police. I've talked to captains. And all I want them to do is tell me where the cars are.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll drag them out?
Yeah, I'll drag them out. I don't care. Let me know where they're at. Because, the Burn Institute, Yeah, okay, the city sells them. Let's say they sell them at an auction. What are you going to get? $500, $800? But if you donated them to the Byrne Institute, one, you're giving back to a great cause, and two, there's a tax write-off.
Yes. Can I tell you my CJ Marin update?
What's that?
Just got called to staging.
So that takes care of that.
But I did find his post.
Very good.
Hey, y'all. I've met a lot of you over the last year. I drove an old dwarf car, and I'm doing lightning sprints this year. Sounds like he's in staging.
So just tell him, hammer down, okay. My friend.
Okay. I will do that as soon as I'm done reading his post.
But actually, he might make the 345. Yeah.
I don't know if we want him to or not. Like, well. Yeah, we'll see how long the race is.
Yeah.
I wanted to reach out to you all because I will be competing in the Firefighters Demolition Derby at the County Fair in June, which, by the way, it sounds like the fair is like full open, yeah, no constraints. That sounds amazing. We are looking for a car to be donated, which would be a tax write-off, like you said, Mr. Stahl.
Yes, mammers.
It basically only needs to run and go in gear. Okay, yeah. That's simple.
Helpful. And it'd be nice if it's a Crown Vic or a Mercury Marquis. It could be a station wagon. Did I tell you about my Buick? It's a bump.
Is this related to Demolition Derby?
I bought a Buick station wagon from this old guy for $1,000. I think it was an 83 Buick Electra Estate Wagon. Big puffy seats.
Yeah, I can see it. What color? Give me color because I want full visual.
Well, it was white. But I gave it to Bob Full at Barona, and he painted it the same color as Chevy Chase, the lime green station wagon.
Oh, my goodness.
It had wood down the side, you know, the whole bit. And I donated, and I'd had it over at Bumper Dock doing some work, and some guy went into the strip club right next to Bumper Dock.
Where are we going with this story, David?
He backed his big truck out, slammed into the front of my wagon. He was drunk as a skunk. The ball hooked on the fender. He pulled the car out, drove it back, pulled it out, drove it back, and literally tore the whole front of the station wagon off. I could not find any station wagon front end parts for it, so I donated it. And guess what's on my desk? The emblem that says
Buick
Electric Clyde Classic. I have not had the nerve to throw those in the trash. Yeah, and I got the grill.
Oh,
I bought a grill. I found a grill. I bought the grill, but I couldn't find the headlight boxes and a couple other things. So anyway, I donated to Bob Full. And Bob Full got hit once. And it broke the clip.
The final hit.
Well,
because the guy got it started in the parking lot.
And it wasn't even the final. It just tapped him on the left rear wheel, and the left rear wheel broke.
The last straw.
So then he's raced it twice. I don't know if he's going to race it this year as well. But I'm so bummed I don't get to call the races. I am so, so bummed.
Well,
but you'll have to do it, folks. Whatever the fair is, it's June 12th, I think.
It usually ends on the 4th of July.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, if you haven't lived. And then Dirt Dudes, they're going to do monster trucks out there. I think the fair is going to be a hoot this year, if you want my opinion.
Okay. I agree. So I have a listener texting me right now.
It is June 12th.
I did. Good call. The police cars go to the taxi drivers. So he should call the taxi driver people. Also, this listener is hilarious, by the way. Let's see. He should call the taxi driver people. Also, he says, that's why you don't put your hands down the seat. You might get poked by a needle.
Oh, my God. He's probably right. Yeah, but all the taxi cab drivers are driving Priuses.
Oh, you're right. There are a lot. And these days, that's a great idea.
Yeah, but you can't use a Prius. But these Crown Vics, they got to go someplace.
Taxi drivers.
That's possible.
But you're right. They're turning towards the Prius.
You're not going to put a Crown Vic on the road as a taxi cab driver with gas prices where they're at.
Right, yeah.
Holy moly. Is that it's...
You'll have to pay the taxi driver in gold bars.
What did it cost you to go to L.A. and back?
Luckily, when we got in the car, there was 3/4 of a tank. Yeah. And we came home on fumes. So
really?
Oh, I just got here in fumes, too. Our cars are low.
So, oh, my Lord. Did you your car? Up in?
No, an old Toyota, whatever the smallest truck is.
Oh, a little Tacoma.
Thank you.
The Taco.
Yes, a little silver bullet. It's like an O2 or something.
So he's going to, when he fills that thing up, he's going to have a heart attack.
Yeah, he is.
See, I fill everything up at a half tank. I don't care if it gets to the half tank. I'm filling it up. I am not letting it get below.
Yeah, you know.
And I've been averaging about $40.
Yeah.
But when you let it go on fumes.
I generally don't let it go on fumes. I just had minutes to get here just now, Dave.
You did exceptional considering you drove all the way to L.A., rock and rolled until midnight.
All night long. On the way home, stopped at a memorial in Oceanside.
I'm telling you, you crossed every, you know, T and dotted every I. I'm impressed.
Well, yeah. Sometimes, you know what? You just got to make it happen.
Well, you know, if you don't do it, it's not going to happen, right?
Yeah.
I chopped a tree down yesterday.
Did you? Like, you axe?
Well, Michelle's been after me.
Wait, Michelle did it?
No, she looked. Well, I have this really long, chainsaw that's on a really long pole.
Mm-hmm.
Has to be. I don't know how long that stupid thing is. Because if I cut it off at the base, it's going to hit the fence.
Oh.
Because she let it grow too
far.
You're
funny.
So I decided I was going to cut the top off.
Wait, she let it grow?
Yeah, it's not my tree.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, who's on the phone?
Who's Tyson? Mike?
Mike. That's all right. We'll talk to it. Well, I'll tell you what. Well, let's hang on. Let's go ahead and take a break early.
Oh, is this for Paris?
Yeah, tell him to hang on. Oh, yeah, that's Paris Auto Speedway. Tell him to hang on, and we'll grab him as soon as we come back. All right, folks. Welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment's brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. If you've not been to Paris Auto Speedway, you are missing out. Go to parisautospeedway.com. Check out the website for directions, races. And if you've never been, boy, that is a bucket list event, if ever. Also, John's Automotive Import Repair, two locations. Go to John's with an S, San Diego, autorepair.com. Napa Auto Care, ASC certified, AAA. Go where you get the best warranty and the best work done. All right. Hey, we've got Tyson Talkington on the line. Hey, Tyson, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
Gosh, with a last name like that, you should do radio. I know you've never heard a joke
that
like that, right? Yeah, right.
Oh, I've heard them all.
Hey, try Stall, STALL, for a car guy.
No kidding, huh?
So you race up at Barona, and I guess the coolest thing is you got your daughter in a mini dwarf.
Yeah, we... She's been doing it now for going on her second year.
Oh, yay. So she must be, what, about 8, 9?
Oh, she's 5. Or so she was 5, and she just turned 6.
Oh, does she
good
love
catch,
it?
Good catch, Dad. Good catch, Dad.
Oh, she likes it. Yeah. She likes it.
Well, we support all the little mini dwarfs out at Barona Speedway, and they're a bunch. I mean, it's so cute when the racing's over. They all hang out together.
I love them. They
they're
chase
all hanging
each
out
other.
Together, yeah. And they're, you know, bench racing, and, you know, I could have done this, and you could have done that, but the sportsmanship is so, so cool. So, you're racing an IMCA Modified?
We just recently got one, but we're still running the Super Stock there at Paris.
He's on a mission. He's on a mission this year, right, because of the last 2 years? You want to tell our listeners?
Oh. Well, we've fallen short the last couple years at Paris. You know what I mean? This past year, we had the points lead and had it ended up. You know, the Gremlins hit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can't beat those.
No.
And then so we just fell shy of the points championship last year, and then we were in 19. That championship year was my first year back after 10 years of being out of the car.
Mm.
Wow.
We ended up 8 points shy of winning it.
Yeah, and that's probably like out of hundreds or a thousand
wow.
points.
Yeah, so but we enjoy it. It's fun, and I really like having my daughter doing it now too.
Yeah.
So it's really cool.
So now you're going to go into a modified. Is that next 8 points that you're looking for?
we just recently got it. Just since the track Paris now is splitting the modifieds up with the super stocks and stuff like that. And I kind of always wanted to try one. And Larry Corning of Corning Motorsports actually let me drive his car last year, I believe it was, out at the Memorial Race at Cocopah. So I kind of got my feet wet in one and kind of liked it. And to me, it's a different challenge. So we got one just to get a little baby steps going with it and see what happens.
I love this. Kind of got me.
Got a little taste of it. I think he's going to go for first.
Sure.
And the super stocks and then get a good taste of the modified. And that, once he wins that.
Yeah. And that brings up a good point. How much of a change did you have to make driving styles from the stock, the super stock, to the IMCA modified? A big change, little change?
For one, it's very different with the tires. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean, from the different two tires that you can run. So learning that, you know what I mean, the G60 tires that are on the modified, they don't got the side bite that like the super stock tires got. So you know what I mean, so there's a big difference a little bit in there. And you know, with having the bird cages and the way the rear end op works and everything like that, is it's not too much different than the super stock, even though we're not allowed to run bird cages and stuff like that. But I kind of really had a good idea, I guess you would say. And I just kind of adapted to it pretty quick, you know, still willing to learn. So,
right. So you took a 10-year hiatus. What were you driving before that?
I was running super stocks then too.
Oh, okay.
And then we just got out of it there for a little bit, and I actually went into racing speedway motorcycles for that pretty much that whole time that I was out of the car, and then we went back and we got back into it again.
Yeah.
Oh, we needed more adrenaline. Is that what we're telling?
I think that everybody says that age comes with cage.
Yes, agreed.
You won't get an argument out of us two. Yeah. That's for darn sure.
Yeah, I thought I saw you on your, not that I'm stalking you, but on your Facebook page, I swear I saw you in a boat, on a motorcycle, and in a race car. So I'm like, man.
Oh, yeah. It was a drilling and rush for sure.
Well, it's funny, too, because unfortunately they didn't call in, but we had an owner and a driver supposed to call in at 3:15. And you could appreciate it. Nothing compares to racing on water.
Oh, that's scary to me.
That's scary to me too.
200 miles an hour.
We've seen that on the water, and you know, I know we've seen some of those guys in those boats, and man, when they hit that water, that's like almost as bad as just hitting the concrete.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and there's a good chance the boat's going to find you and land on you. No, that's okay. And I'm way too old for that. Maybe when I was younger, and my buddies try to talk about crazy. He's trying to get Brittany to go in a boat, and it's those kind you kneel down on.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, there's no cage. Yeah.
So no cage. So then he sends her a video with one doing a flyover where it flips. I go, if you want her to drive that boat, you don't send her a video of it self-destructing out in the middle of the water.
At least he's not misleading me.
No.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it after that video. So
I want to know whose idea it was for your daughter to race. Yours, mom's, her idea. Whose idea was that?
We actually went out to, we went to Cocopah in 2019 for their Turkey Classic.
Mm-hmm.
And where we were parked, there was a couple of the mini dwarfs sitting there across the way. Mm-hmm. And she was 4 at the time. And we went over and sat her in it and stuff like that. And then my father-in-law ended up getting her the car for Christmas that year.
Oh, Grandpa, good job. Did you two end up with the same number?
The father-in-law races, too.
Oh. So
he was like, we're like, all right. He goes, we got to get it. So we found a car for her. And,
right on.
And she kind of heat and hot about it at first and was like, I don't know about this. And then by the end of Christmas weekend, she was, you know, turning laps in our backyard.
Yeah. Awesome. Had a girl.
Well, and you know, it's, you know what it does for a child to have something like that with, you know, they look forward to it on the weekends. then it teaches them to, you know, to deal with competition and other drivers. And it's so good for these guys. I mean, look what it's done to you and your father-in-law. You know, I mean, I tell people all the time. In fact, I got a kid that's going to be on my show in the next 25 minutes. He's 8 years old, never been in a race car. So we bought him a mini Dwarf. I bought him a helmet. Mm. We're going to have the helmet painted all tricked out for him. And he's going to go racing this season. You know, that's just very cool. Yeah, because that's what adults are supposed to do. So I always have to ask, because this is the way you could give back to the people to get you to the track. Who's going to sponsor your car this season?
I got the wife with her and her dad's company. It's Sarah Seuss Trucking.
All right.
I got to give it to her. we have Lucas Oil, Luke's Transmission.
Great.
Edmore Driveline, Stevenson's Transport. Anybody else? my crew chief, Tom Davis, for his big help.
Yeah. Well, you can't do it without the crew chief.
Yeah. My mom, my dad, my stepdad, Brad, for all his help and getting us to and from the track.
There you go. What, you don't have a food sponsor? Come on.
No food sponsor yet.
Brittany always cracked.
We were in Vegas this past weekend, and we went to the rodeo on Saturday night there at South Point, and we actually got to talking with the people from Pendleton Whiskey, so we're going to be talking with them and see if we can't work something out.
Celebratory.
So, yeah, sweet. But you really ought to paint down the side of the car, the wife.
Yes, the wife.
I swear, no one's ever done that before. I think that would be a great sponsor, or on the hood or something to that effect. I think that is so cool. Speaking of which, does she drive? Has she ever got behind the wheel?
She drove a cruiser car once out at Paris when they had that going back in like 2002 or 3. And she said no. I've tried to ask her a few times if she wanted to drive the car, and she said no.
It's not for everyone.
Well, no, it's not. It's not. Now, you may not know this, but Brittany is a school teacher by trade.
Yes.
And she drives a dwarf car, you know, with the 1200cc motor. You know, just got cruise control, just got power steering. She's so excited. She's like a kid in a candy store. So she's going to go out and hit it hard and heavy this season
but not at Paris. That's too big. Too big and too fast.
Is that too big and too fast?
Yes.
Come on.
But it's a beautiful track.
Go big or go home.
So who are we watching for? What's your number, your paint scheme? Does your daughter have the same number?
She is. Mine's 48T, and then she's 48S.
There we go.
So clever.
So 48T
and 48S.
The Super Stock.
Yes.
Okay, so we want to know who to watch for.
And so what we're going to do, because we do this all the time, you know, now that you've called in as the season starts and goes, we'd love to have you periodically, you know, give us a call and let us know how the season's working out.
I'd like to know how,
because I got
how it ends up.
You're going to think this is crazy, but we've got about an 85 to 90% accuracy that when you call in, you win the next race.
Oh, well, you know, we just a couple weeks ago, we went out to Mojave Valley and we opened our season up out there running with them. And we went 1-1 for the heat race in the main event. So
that's how you do it.
I want to keep this luck going.
Wow.
Yeah. And you know what? And I'm telling you, we've done Top Fuel dragster cars. We've done. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, Brittany and I just look at each other because we follow you guys. Once you're on our show, you've now got fans. Are you on social media?
Yeah, that's my name on Facebook, and it's Tyson Talkington 48 on Instagram.
Okay, cool, because we will definitely follow you, and you can follow us as well, and then Scott will send this show to Scott, and Scott will hopefully send it to you. You can put it on your webpage if you have one, and we'd love to stay on top of it. Kind of. Now, where are you mainly going to race? You going to race at Paris?
We're going to be doing Paris and going back and forth between Paris and Mojave. And
okay.
I help out with Mojave. Just last year, the Myers family that owns the track, they asked about, and I asked them about running the mini dwarfs out there. and they said, you want to bring them out and hustle them up, it's all you. So besides working on the cars here,
oh my gosh,
at home and stuff, and now and then, you know, trying to help promotions and stuff, yeah, like that, and getting the kids out there. And then I also do the kids at Paris too when the SoCal Oval Carters are there.
Ah.
So the kids get the race that we got, you know, Paris races, sure, and hobby races. And then I actually worked with Steve and Donnie at Paris, and we're actually going to have the kids run Night of Destruction, their championship night. So.
Wow. Hey, do you have a pencil handy?
Write something down.
Yell at the wife. She's sitting right there.
Can we give her a name?
I don't know her name.
Yeah.
What's her name? What's
her
the
name?
What?
Is Sarah.
Sarah. Okay, Sarah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Just write my email down. Stall, S-T-A-L-L, D for David.
Stall,
S-T-A-L-L, D for David, at Cox.net.
At Cox.net.
Send me an email, and if you'd ever like to bring either the Oval Carters or the dwarf, little mini dwarfs down to KUSI TV, it's massive coverage, and it'll let people know. What, because that'll help the promotion of the mini dwarfs, uh-huh, and the Carters, and we'll even do your series as well. Because I put cars on, you know, we'll do it in between racing. And if you're interested in that type of coverage, it's totally free, doesn't cost anything. And tell the Mojave guys, you know, give them my email and say, because what we do is we cover Barona, we cover Paris, and you know, and usually at 3:45 it's open. So we'll be happy to give them some coverage as well.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'll get a hold of Ronnie for sure and let him know about it and stuff.
All right. Well, hey, give Sarah a big hug when we're off air, and we look forward to hearing how you do in the season coming up.
Yeah, best of luck chasing down first championship.
Yep.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, a whole lot more right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment's brought to you by Certified Car Clinic over there at 11370 North Woodside Avenue, next to the drive-in. Man, I tell you what, if you're looking to get your normal car worked on, they do quality work. But if you're a racer, they do that too. Drag racing, circle track, off-road, you name it, they do it. That is Certified Car Clinic. Go to CertifiedCarCare.com. 619-444-7170. Hey, we got Daryl Strong on the line. Hey, Daryl, how's it going, buddy?
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Well, I tell you, Brittany's been gushing about your website.
Yeah, that's a nice site. And I was telling him about your sponsorship video. Nicely done.
Yeah, and I think that's important because, you know, a lot of times, you know, a driver will come up to a company and say, hey, sponsor me and I'll put your sticker on my door. Well, okay, what's that going to get me? And so I always am big on promotion. How long have you been racing boats or sponsoring boats or probably
owning 2 years?
Yeah, I sponsored for 8 years, and then this was our first year, our first season as an owner.
Okay.
And by we, you mean you and your wife, correct? Another wife.
Correct. Yeah.
What would you do without them? Two boats?
Not one.
Yeah.
But two. They're just going in the deep end.
Oh, I see. There's no sense. Yeah, we're going to have stress. Let's double. Yeah, why not? Wow.
Right, exactly.
Now you run the big boats, right?
Yeah, we run the Unlimited.
Right. What engine do you have in that?
It's a Lycoming jet engine, turbine engine from a Vietnam era helicopter.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what Brittany asked me, if that's what it was, and I think I got a sneaky feeling it's a helicopter.
They sound so amazing when they turn on.
Okay, Daryl, come on. What sounds better? The helicopter engine or either a Rolls Royce or a Merlin?
You know, I mean
there's no wrong answer, is there?
I actually like helicopter engines. Do you? Myself. But, well, you know, they came out in the 1980s, so I've been listening to those engines for almost 35 years.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're not a young whippersnapper.
So
you got into this boat business a little late, if you've been listening to them for 30 years.
Actually, I've been listening to him for about 50 years.
Yeah, you need to go to his website. It talks about, and you say, like, rode your bicycle down to listen or watch the boats.
Do you ever come to, I'm sure you've come to Mission Bay a million times then.
Yeah. Yeah, I've actually been there only a couple times.
Yeah.
Because I grew up in the Tri-Cities, and I only watched the races there.
Oh, so you know the Muncies?
I know who they are, yeah. I don't personally.
He's a legend. How many people are on your crew? I saw a picture and it looked like a team, like a full soccer team.
I can tell you that we brought 47 people to San Diego.
Oh my gosh. Whoa. Is that for both boats, to crew for both?
Yeah, that was wives and kids too, but okay. We probably have about 20 crew members.
Gotcha.
Oh man.
So what is the other boat? A big boat too? Another you?
Yeah, they're both unlimited.
Wow. Who drives the other one?
Corey Peabody.
Okay. So, seems like
J. Michael, Corey Peabody, who've been friends since kindergarten, actually.
Wow.
I think I interviewed Peabody, if I don't, my memory serves me well. Because I have been a big supporter of your series. I work as hard as I can for the Thunderboat races down in Mission Bay and give them as much sponsorship as I possibly can, because I had an opportunity to go out in it wasn't a boat like yours. It had a gas engine, but I mean, it was showbizkids.com. I got to go out in the bay, and let me tell you, I steered and the other guys, you know, was the throttle guy. I have a new appreciation for what you guys do.
Yeah, the speeds, right? Over 200 miles an hour, up to 200? What are the average top speed?
You know, I mean, we have video in San Diego. We were hitting about 196, 197 at the end of the strip.
And by the way, you got to turn left after that.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it like a parade every time you come into town?
Oh, man.
Yeah, they're real impressive, I think, when you see, like, ours will come in together, and there'll be two semis pulling these boats up on a tilt, on a trailer. It's pretty impressive. We've got some video of them going down the highway, but it's pretty impressive.
Well, and again, that falls back onto folks that want to advertise on the boat. Mm-hmm. I mean, because you're driving down from Washington, which is a fair drive, to all, you know, and you're going from there just about to all the different races, because you guys run the whole series. So, I mean, how many thousands of views would you think you get on that package? My goodness.
I mean, it's 10 or 12,000 miles on the road.
Right.
And it definitely gets noticed. It's not like a race car that might be in an enclosed trailer.
Right.
It's out for the world to see.
Man.
In fact, we started really getting noticed online during the San Diego race.
Mm-hmm.
And I think since then we've had over 6 million views online.
Oh my goodness.
Whoa, that's amazing. While I was telling Brittany, go ahead, Brittany. You gotta,
go ahead.
No, I was telling Brittany that Mission Bay was designed by Bill Muncy and strictly for your race series. And what he, and I don't know if you're aware of this, but every time he would win the race, he would scream past the shore, like 5 feet off the shore, and just rooster tail the fans.
Fantastic.
Can you imagine what the officials would do today if you were to do that at a win?
Yeah, they wouldn't be happy. But I will say San Diego, Mission Bay is the prettiest venue that racing all across the United States. Yeah.
I think the last time we had the races here, I heard on the news that it's grandfathered in, that you cannot, like, these cannot be taken away, the opportunity to have these races.
I think that's true from what I heard. And the other thing that's really, all the drivers that I have talked to really love the water at Mission Bay.
because I mean it's a saltwater track to begin with, but they really like the way the boats handle on the bay.
Yeah, it's a great course. It's got nice corners, good straights.
Mm-hmm.
I think the saltwater actually makes you a little faster.
Yeah, just what you need, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about your driver, J. Michael Kelly?
You know, he's been, for a guy that's in his early 40s, he's got 16 years.
Wow.
Limited. So he just one of those guys you hear about in racing, no matter what you put him in,
mm-hmm.
he'll be fast. He's just one of those guys that, I think he got a seat. Somebody couldn't make it, and they put him in a hydroplane, and he was only 24 or 25, and he ended up getting second.
Oh, wow. My gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
From the week, he got second again, and then whoever had that seat lost.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. Well, hey.
Yeah.
You snooze, you lose. What? Who's the sponsor on your boat?
Right now, we're going through a – this is the part of the year where we're out looking for sponsors. Mm-hmm. So right now I've used the Tri-Cities on J. Michael Kelly's boat. And then we're putting together a group of 40 businesses.
Good.
I think we five or six so far. And then Pinnacle Peak on Corey's boat is just one of my companies. So
Pinnacle Peak, the steakhouse?
No, Pinnacle Peak administrators.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm trying to get you guys a food sponsor,
yeah,
so you don't have
really
to.
Really into food sponsors, I know. Daryl.
She cracks up because I'm always asking every, because that's what we do
it's
on
a,
this show.
It's a valid question.
Yeah, yeah. I say, if you got
we
a
all have to eat.
If you got a food sponsor,
and he has a lot of people to feed.
I know
that big team.
And get the last kid that we had on, he's getting a whiskey sponsor.
Yeah.
I go, well, that's not going to work.
So he's going to win the championship, so it'll be good at the end after the last checkered flag drops.
And I'm trying to find, I mean, we had probably the best food sponsor we've had all year was in San Diego.
Really? Who'd you have?
Five restaurants. I'm looking it up right now.
Oh,
I can't
wow.
remember. But it was awesome.
Well, I mean, San Diego's huge. San Diego loves the Thunderboat races. Let me tell you, they absolutely love them.
We were actually giving away food to, like, some of the smaller boats. Because we have so much.
That's awesome.
Well, what we'll do is, now let's see, when are the Thunderboats coming back to San Diego?
It's usually the third week of September.
And you'll be here? Is that on your schedule for the year?
Yeah, we come to every race. In fact, I was there in February. We were meeting with Bob Davies and his board members, because just to say, what can we do to make sure this is a great race?
Well, I guess we're going to have to hit the road. Hey, do me a favor. We'll get my contact information from Rick. Once you find those restaurants, call them up. Tell them that you're going to come back on Racer Radio. Maybe that'll push them over the top.
Okay.
Thanks, buddy. Look forward
Thank
to talking
you,
to you. All right, we're going to have to hit the trail, folks. It's Racer Radio. Thanks, Brittany. You're a blast. Now go home and go to bed.
Yeah.
This is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.